May what I say and what you hear be in the name of God. Amen. Having been at this at about 35 years, I've learned some things about Episcopal congregations. And that is, one primary thing is that the length of the gospel has to relate directly to the length of the sermon. If I were to begin right now and say, I'm going to fully exegete and help you understand the meaning of the gospel story this morning, I would be seeing the glaze go over the congregation. So I am not going to do that. But what I do want to do is focus on one small part where Jesus is addressing his disciples. He looks around at his disciples and he says, "Look around you and see how the fields are ripe for harvesting." Look around you and see, Jesus says, how ripe the fields are to hear my word. Look around you and see how ready people are to react and to respond to the good news that I share. Just this past Sunday, after this service, a group of people from St. Paul's gathered in Tyler Hall to talk about invitation, about simply taking the time to invite someone to church. Not to invite someone to enter into a deep and abiding faith journey, not inviting someone to come and sign a pledge card, not inviting someone to do this or to do that, but simply saying, come and join me. Come and see what this is all about. I think that when most of us think about the word evangelism, we get scared. Because what we think is that in a conversation with someone, I need to be able to explain my faith fully to them and to invite them in to that sort of community. But I really don't believe that's it at all. I believe that as Christian people, we are called simply to say, you know, I have found something in my relationship with Jesus. I really can't explain it to you, but come and see. Just come and experience. And I'll bet that you'll find something too. We live in an unsteady and confusing world. And people are looking for answers. And people are looking for hope. And people are looking for community. The fields are ripe for harvesting. And in this morning's gospel, and every day, Jesus calls us to go into the field and reap the harvest that he has sown. Not to explain it, not to do anything, except to say, come and see. That is our calling. As we leave this day, to see those who need to hear a word of hope, to be with those who need the presence of Christ. and to look at them and with sincerity say, come on, I'll meet you there next Sunday. Amen.